everybody. And it is time for the Monday preview of the week. It is Monday, July 9th. And it is time to preview all the things that I will be doing for this week and the things that will be happening for the podcast if you guys haven't listened before. And this week is another good productive week for me. I'm already, as you guys know, I completed one of my goals and I recorded out a month ahead of time already. So I've got a lot of other time to work on other things, and specifically things like the website or anything else pertaining to the podcast, improving the Instagram a little bit, or maybe even work on my Twitter a little bit more, take pictures and prepare all that. So that's a goal that I have for this month now that I've already recorded a good bit of time out. And I've already scheduled a couple other guests, so I'm excited to get that recording in and continue to buffer that time, which is extremely useful because I know that, as I've said before, if you guys have listened, people like, I think Tim Ferriss has said he even records like 4 months at a time or something like that. And having that buffered schedule, again, frees up other time and allows less worry for me about not putting out content, because putting out content's important, and otherwise, there's no point in having a podcast if I'm not putting anything out. So I'm glad that I already have a lot of that ahead of time. And some huge news for the podcast that I want to share with you guys, and that is just so exciting for me. And it's just kind of a weird feeling, but I'm on Spotify now. So I know Spotify does podcasts, and I want to thank Anchor, first of all, because they do all of the publishing to other platforms for me. So I'm really excited to announce that we're on Spotify, if you didn't see that already, from my social media. Spotify is a huge listening platform. A lot of people use it, especially my age group. I know that like the college age, or even my brother, a little bit younger, a lot of people are using Spotify. So it's just so exciting that they opened up their submissions. So I had emailed Anchor, I think, a couple months ago, and they had said, well, Spotify will start taking submissions at the end of June, and mine went and got approved to get on Spotify. So thank you so much, guys. If you just search the Lucas Hyde podcast on Spotify, that'd be great, and it's easy to share on Spotify and everything. So it's just super exciting, and I'm glad to hear that. And the podcast is starting to grow a lot more. We have hit over 1,200 listens. So as you guys know, I put out, I believe it was around 10 days ago, maybe a little bit less. I have to double check. I think it was 10 or 8 days ago. Not entirely sure off the top of my head, but I posted my 1,000 listen mark. And so within those, that took about 3-4 months to hit. And now within those, let me get my words together. Since I've hit the 1,000 listen mark, so in those 9-10 days, I've gotten, let me see if I can get this math right, about 1/5 of the listens there. So I've gotten 200 listens in about that span of time, which is super exciting to hear. And I want to thank you so much, guys, for just tuning in. It means a lot to me. And I just want to tell you guys that I really appreciate you, because that's a huge milestone. And also, I don't know how much an effect Spotify has on that. I'll have to check Anchor's actual numbers to see if it shows where people listen the most. But it's just exciting, and I love sharing it with you guys because I want to be open with you guys and let you know what's happening. And this week for the podcast, moving into that, this Wednesday, I have the episode part 2 coming with Tad. And that's a really exciting episode. I think the conversation really, really picks up in this part. And again, if you guys have missed it before, the reason I split it up into two parts is because I don't necessarily want to bog you guys down with 2 hours of me talking, or me and someone that I'm interviewing or talking to. Just 2 hours of that. I think it's a little bit much for my platform right now. I don't want to bore you guys for a super long amount of time. Eventually, it would be nice to do something where, like Rogan, where he goes and he'll just do 3-hour podcast, and if he does 5 podcasts, let me see if I can get the math right, that's like 15 hours of content a week, which is incredible. I would love to get to that point, but right now I just like doing the episode bit, because it also allows me to buffer my time and put out more episodes and then schedule more guests, and then it allows me a little bit more free time. So that's why I do the episodes. And then I have to procrastinate a little bit. I do have to then I think, put the full versions of those episodes out in case anyone doesn't want to go back and listen to them in parts. So I will be doing that at some point this week, too. I have to do that for Professor, and then eventually I'll do that for Tad, too. And that is what's coming out for the podcast this week. For my workouts this week, I have been listening to a lot of the Mind Pump. I think I've said that before, actually, on the podcast verbatim. But I've been listening a lot to the Mind Pump guys. And I posted on Instagram today that they've been doing a lot of... They've been doing a lot of farmer walks, and I'll be incorporating that a lot in my workouts to work on some stability. I like doing it on uneven surfaces with lighter weights because I feel that if you do with heavier weights, it's really compromising. So that's my opinion. Again, I'm not an expert or anything like that. So that's what I'll be doing, a lot of that. And I'll be doing a lot of mobility this week. I'll be working on the forward rolling shoulder exercises that the Mind Pump guys have put out, just to make sure my posture is all good. I actually don't have forward rolling shoulders, but I want to make sure I pass all those tests. That's something that I look forward to, and seeing if I have good posture, and then if I have any imbalances, correcting those and moving forward with that. So I'm going to work a lot on that and focusing on imbalances, and then improving just my lifts in general, because I'm kind of in a big lifting phase right now. I'm really enjoying just lifting in general. So that's what I'll be doing this week. All right, guys, that's it for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate and love all you guys that tune in. It means so much to me. And kill it this week. Set a goal, whatever you have to do, to make sure that you have a productive week. You know, Monday's one of my favorite days, and it just sets the tone for the whole week and allows me to get focused. All right, so guys, whatever you need to do to get focused, have a goal this week, have a goal for every day. Whatever you think will help you the most, whether it's diet, workout, let's get it done. All right, kill it the rest of the week. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.